It's time to buckle up and get ready for a different kind of sports show. It's the JT and BT Express here on Fox Sports New Jersey.
And now, live from the Coffee Sports Collectibles Studios at Fox Sports Radio in beautiful downtown Somerset, New Jersey, it's time for the JT and the BT Express Show, All Things Sports. Starring former New York Giant, Billy Taylor. All right, and me, legend in my own mind, Jim Totten. Oh, they still got that laugh going. Thanks, Jack. Okay, good. And featuring our wonderful sponsor, Mr. U Coffee of Coffee Sports Collectibles. Hi, U, and thank you for sponsoring, sir. We'll make it well worthwhile for you. And more on your company in a minute. Welcome to the show here on Fox Sports New Jersey, folks. We are thrilled to be here every Sunday. And as mentioned in the show's title, we are here to cover all things in sports, and that's very in particular today. The players, the games, plus the business side and behind the scenes of all sports. All you need to know, whatever is happening in topical is what our show is about. We can dance the dance and walk the walk, talk the talk, and if we don't know, we'll find out for you. So give us an hour to get your sports day and your week started, and you'll be good to go. And with that, ladies and gentlemen,
Billy's on the phone.
Welcome to another show. Hello, U Coffee.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Good morning, everybody.
Hello, Billy Taylor.
Good morning.
All right, everybody's here on another beautiful sunny day in New Jersey. Well, that used to be a show, Sunny Day in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah. Not that funny.
Danny DeVito. But anyway, just a beautiful day. We're now heading towards the holiday season. You can kind of start to feel the change, right?
Absolutely,
you,
yeah.
Yeah, you can also feel it, too, on the state radio stations.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all the stations are starting to play the Christmas music already. Please.
The movies on the
And now
table.
The movies, the Polar Express was on, the Elf. Like, oh, my God.
Too early. Just, way too early.
Yeah, thank you. What did you say about Thanksgiving?
Poor Thanksgiving. Everyone just bypasses Thanksgiving now. We go right to
yeah.
We go from Halloween right to Christmas.
Yeah, they right. And the people just go, people go outside. I mean, they put up their decorations already.
Oh, yeah, all over town I see them up already.
I'm just in shock with that. Billy, in your area, too, they do that as well?
Absolutely. It's holiday time.
It just happens so fast, though. Oh, my goodness, right? But at any rate, that also means that we've got a lot of sports going on, and it's football Sunday, obviously. There's a couple of big games. We're going to get into all of that in a minute, but we do have the two big games that we'll talk about later, Ravens-Steelers and Bills-Chiefs. We've got some college games. There were no major upsets yesterday.
Oh, BYU. BYU, number six seed. BYU.
Oh, okay. BYU.
Plus to Kansas.
Oh, okay. All right. So there was the one.
That was, that was only really, I mean,
yeah.
Georgia beat Tennessee.
Right.
But that wasn't, I don't know if that's really an upset at home. But
I did see some of the, and again, we'll get into it in a minute, but I did see some of the, what was it, Tennessee-Georgia game last night.
Yeah.
And Oregon played, how bad am I?
They know.
They won 16-13. And so these games, you know, they're all getting good now as we start to get into that final few weeks before the college playoff system starts.
Oregon beat Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin.
16-13.
Right, the Badgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that was all kind of fun. But
almost out of nice. Number one team went down.
I know. That's why I wanted to watch it. I was like, whoa.
It is a wild year, right?
It was yeah.
One of the teams getting knocked off.
It was funny, though, because Wisconsin's one of those 5-4 teams. I think 5-5 now.
But right, right.
They're not bad. But you could kind of watch Oregon. It was 16-13, and you could kind of feel that they were going to win this game, even though it got down to the last couple of minutes. And
right.
And Wisconsin did throw it into a pick at the end of the game, and yada, 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 you know.
Yeah, no, 100%. I thought it would
Now, I think, and Billy, too, you can jump into here. For us, I know here in the studio, we're big Hoosier guys.
Yeah, India.
We are ready for next week, Ohio State, Indiana. Right? Billy, what do you think about that one? 10-0 Indiana.
I just think Ohio State's a little bit down a little bit, so
yeah.
Indiana's going to have a chance to do something. Probably college football is more in doubt now than I've ever seen it, probably in a number of years. I watched Colorado beat Utah yesterday. I'm kind of shocked how they've gotten better, but by the time we get to the playoffs, it's going to be something. Some of the good teams may not even make the playoffs, so I think because of the situation with the NIL and everything, it's kind of messing college football up.
Yeah, you're right. And Indiana, you know, they're one of those ones. We were just talking about it before we came on the air. Indiana's 10-0. Obviously, if they go undefeated, well, if they beat Ohio State, that would be unreal. But then, you know, so they have to fit in, which is amazing, right? But that's the Big Ten. They're going to have, you know, a bunch of teams in that thing, right?
Yeah, Big Ten have a few teams represented.
Yeah.
Yeah, Indiana, I mean, they win, obviously, beat Ohio State. They're probably going undefeated, and then they'll be one of the, and they win the conference, they'll be one of the top four. But, I mean, I think if they lose, I still think they're in, they'll, I don't know if they'll be automatically if they only have one more.
Right.
But I think they'll be in the conversation for, to make, still make it.
Well, wait a minute, because actually I just thought of that, too. These conferences still have their playoff games, too, right?
They're
divisional.
And if they win, the big ones.
Right, and then they automatic. Like
they're automatic in the.
So we'll be getting into that as the weeks go by, the next couple of weeks. So, But Billy actually just mentioned something, and this leads to our guest. He mentioned about the NIL, and these are one of the things we're going to talk to this wonderful lady about. We have a very special guest today. It's a little different type of a show today. We like to say we're not just the games and the athletes, but the business side of sports. That can be just as interesting as well, because there's so many things going on with the money out there and everything else that goes on with it. And, ladies and gentlemen, with that, we are pleased to welcome...
No.
Okay.
The young lady has not called in yet.
Kim? All right. And our guest will be calling in shortly. We'll work on that then in a minute, but she's going to be talking about the business side of things. So as we wait for that call to come in, she's calling in from the Big D. What else happened in college then? Was there anything else that was surprising? Notre Dame, you?
Well, I don't think that was. Hopefully, that wasn't a surprise.
Yeah.
21-point favorite.
No. What else happened? Yeah.
They came out and they took care of business. They won big, and now that BYU lost, they should move up. Probably number 7 or 6. So, no names rolling now after that terrible loss early in the year. But I don't think anything much really happened for college yesterday. Oh, Rutgers won. Rutgers beat Maryland.
Oh, that's right.
31-17.
That's right. We have our... Because we are the home radio station.
And now they're what? What are they now, Jim? They are bowl eligible.
Yeah, bowl eligible. That's right.
Good old Rutgers.
Which is great. That's fantastic news. You know, so that's exciting for us here at the station because we cover their games. So we're ready with them, which is fantastic. And they played Maryland last night, right?
Yeah, in Maryland.
Okay, and that's great. And I think we're just about ready to have our guests now, right? Okay. And if we get that together, okay, we will do this. Okay, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, her name is Kim Francis. Kim, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, how are you this morning?
All right, very good. President of 1911 Marketing and Consulting, correct, based out of Dallas?
Yes.
You do player representation, you do marketing, you do so many things, Kim. Absolute pleasure to have you on. You're with me, Jim Totten, You Coffee, and Billy Taylor.
Hey, guys. Hi, Billy. How are you?
Good morning,
I'm outstanding. Thank you.
All right. What a pleasure. Kim, thank you. We've been going back and forth for a couple of weeks.
We finally did it, Dave.
I know. It's unbelievable. And the 1 week that we finally put this together, okay, and I know you said you were a little down a little bit this week or not feeling great, but you're based out of Dallas. Did you have a chance or were you able to go to the Mike Tyson fight?
You You know what? I was invited, and I was under the weather for a couple days. Thankfully, feeling better today. And I did not. And in a way, I'm kind of bittersweet because I think, you know, it was big hype. Everything was exciting. And then I think, you know, I don't know who's having a better response. You know, everyone's being talked about. Netflix is hurting a little bit. You know, I was laughing because they couldn't do a live stream of the show Love is Blind last year of their reunion. So, like, how are they going to do 20 million people for the fight? And I was watching the feed and social media, and so many people were so mad because it kept freezing on them.
Including me, Kim. Including me. It happened to my TV, too.
Yeah, people were angry. I'll tell you, though, one thing that was fun is I talked to a good friend of mine who took his son because, you know, we grew up watching Mike Tyson.
Right.
Remember the infamous ear bite?
Oh, my God.
And all the spoof of the commercial.
He was biting his glove at the end.
Commercial where he knocked on the door and gave him his ear back in a box.
Yeah.
You know, all those things. And then to get to take his 15-year-old son to watch Mike. You know, it's kind of cool.
So
from that standpoint, you know, bravo to Mike for doing it. Listen. $20 million for 16 minutes, not a bad gig at all.
Not a bad gig at all, no.
You know, the whole thing, seriously, we obviously as sports people, we all kept up with it. But when it finally came the other night, I don't know, I was kind of pumped. And that's funny, Kim, and I was with my 12-year-old grandson, Logan, and it was really his first boxing match of that ilk to watch. And he was the same way. He was all excited, except, of course, typically these things started at midnight Eastern here.
Right.
It's like, you know, the kid was exhausted by the time the thing ended. But
who did he want?
Of course he wanted Tyson.
Well, no, I
shouldn't
younger,
say
wanted,
that.
You know?
Forgive me. You're right, actually. He knew Jake Paul better than I did.
Well, that's what I figured. That's
right. I mean, listen, who's the most creative marketing person probably in the planet right now is Jake Paul. I mean, you know, to go from this YouTube sensation to making $40 million
seriously
in 16 minutes and getting that many people. I mean, he really is pretty genius how he's done it. You know, a lot of people were really angry because it was a sanctioned fight in the state of Texas. And you know, I do a lot of work with Ray Leonard Jr. and Leonard Sports Marketing. So it's really been fun to really be, you know, one ear away from his dad, and to know that, of course, Jake Paul was going to win.
Yeah.
And they couldn't call it an exhibition fight, or else, you know, people aren't going to tune in.
Right.
So, I mean, it was hype, and all the real boxing people are angry, and it's like, come on, you guys.
Right.
It's Mike Tyson. I mean, at the end of the day, got to give it up to him for being 58 years old.
Right.
Conditioning himself like he did.
Look great.
Standing in there.
Right. Look
and
great.
He went, you know, the whole distance. Yes, Jake Paul didn't hit him very hard.
No.
I mean, he was never going to hit him that hard. We knew that. So it's not like we were going to watch Mike Tyson get knocked out. I think people just have unrealistic expectations. But unfortunately, in this day of social media, you know, it's a blessing and a curse, right?
100%.
Right. You know, it's funny. Okay, Kim, we're going to throw a little Dallas story at you then. We were joking as well. Of course, and one of the things they blamed Mike losing the fight on, that there were no curtains at the stadium.
Oh, my goodness.
Like the Cowboys and C.D. Lamb.
Well, listen, I think Jake Paul's got the only win so far in AT&T Stadium.
Yeah.
So,
yes,
100%. He's only won.
That's been passed around as a meme or a gift.
No, it's Cowboys fans, but it's a terrible season. I think finally after all these years, you know, they're not going. I've had friends that are like, I'm not even going.
Yeah.
I can't even sell my tickets for $35, let alone, try to get anything back. So, and then, you know, just the curse. As soon as they paid back all that money, then boom, it's curse, and now he's out for the season. So, I don't know what's going to happen. Now there's rumors that, I don't know if you saw that Michael Irvin put a little plug on Jerry Live when they were introducing Jerry and talking about being at Jerry's World. And he was like, oh, well, we're going to talk about Deion Sanders after this. So there's rumors that they want him to hire Deion Sanders. I don't think Deion's ready for that job yet.
No.
I mean, people think Bill Belichick. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, knowing Jerry, he'll just keep Mike another year because he really doesn't make any changes for a while. Yeah.
Ken, to that point, I'm a sad Cowboy fan.
Ew. We've got both here in the studio, Cowboys and Giant fans.
So I can imagine.
And let me just give a shout out, Billy. Good friends with David Tyree. His show, Catch the Moment podcast.
Oh, great!
Love him and his wife, and just an incredible ambassador. So listen, I love the Giants too. I'm kind of like a player team fan, so I have different players that I love. Probably was the most loyal to the Cleveland Browns for many years.
Oh, wow.
And listen, they should have re-fan, so I have different players that I love. Probably was the most loyal to the Cleveland Browns for many years.
Oh,
and
wow.
Listen, they should have re-signed Joe Flacco again. I mean, because it's not going so well for them this season.
You had a question,
Yeah, let's say on these pitiful Cowboys. I can only imagine talking Dallas and how the season's obviously going in. But you say the curse of Dak. I say the curse is Jerry Jones. And what is the talk out there in Dallas about the owner? I know they're not going, which I like that. I send the message. But he's really is ruining his team. Or he has ruined it, really.
Absolutely. Listen, that's been going on for 20 years.
30.
And I think everyone that gets on the bandwagon to say Jerry's going to step down. Jerry is not going to let his grip off that team until he passes away, period.
Yeah.
Jerry runs that team. He runs the organization.
That's the problem.
Listen, he's doing well. He physically, he's in good shape. He's you know, got his cognizance all about him. And,
right.
And I don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon. And he's not going to change it. So,
no.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're almost a billionaire, you can do what you want at the detriment of the fans, you know, just being livid. But, I mean, how many years now? I mean, I used to work with Tony Casillas, Drew Pearson on Tony's show.
Oh.
And I'll give a quick plug to that.
Yep.
Go on YouTube, pull up the Tony Casillas show. We started that show from scratch a couple years ago.
Yes,
and we have some really great guests. Drew Pearson on there on YouTube talks about his brother's death that he never talked about publicly before. And then we had Troy and Jimmy Johnson and Barry Switzer. So you want to listen to some great stories, go listen to the Tony Casillas show. But, you know, I mean, and then I just talked to Randy White 2 days ago.
Oh, wow.
Him and Ed Jones and I are good friends, and we're having lunch this week. And at the end of the day, you know, you look back, I mean, what, 1991 or whatever, that's the last time the Cowboys have won a Super Bowl and even made it to pass. So I think people are just at a point where they want to believe every year, but, I mean, there's a lot of changes that need to take place, and it's a mess.
Well, you know, it's funny.
Randy's like, I don't want to do any shows.
I know.
I don't want to go on any shows because I don't want to talk about the season this year.
Well, you know, it's funny. You Coffee, the one you were just talking to here, you wonderfully is our sponsor here on the show, Coffee Sports Collectibles. He'll do a little promotion for that in a minute. But, right, didn't you go down a few months ago and got to play a little round of golf with a couple of the Cowboys, did you not?
Yeah, it was Jim Jeffcoat's charity golf event.
Oh, Jim Jeffcoat. Okay.
He was, you know, host.
Well, next time you come, let me know.
Next year, I don't know when it was, but
Jim's a great guy. Where did you guys play at, Cowboys?
Yes. Yeah. The Cowboys star in every hole.
I love Cowboys course.
Yeah.
But if you're a golfer, come back down, and we'll take you to a couple other courses that are really, really cool.
Oh, we're on our way.
I'll take you up on it. Absolutely.
Yeah, Jim's a good
person. One of the guy that we had was not a Cowboy, but Tommy Maddox was our fourth for
Tommy
fourth
Maddox.
Yeah,
of course.
The Steelers, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
good guy,
really
good
great.
Guy.
Did you get good weather, or were you in the heat?
It was a little hot. I was sweating, but I sweat easily anyway. But yeah, it was a little hot. But it wasn't too bad.
Oh, that's great.
The beers are cold.
Well, finally, I mean, it's still 70. It was 72 yesterday. At least we got out of the 90s. I mean, we had 90-degree weather a week ago. I think everyone's trying to wear sweaters. When you go outside, you'll see people I saw a lady in a parka yesterday, and it was like 74.
No way.
But I think people are thinking if I wear something cold weather, it's going to will it here, but so far, no go.
But, Kim, I'm so happy to have you on. There's so much. We'll probably need 2 hours if we could with you, but you know, based on what I know of you and everything else, and then Your background is incredible. Marketing, corporate sponsorship, player management, you know, all these different guys. You've had a diverse and wonderful career, and you're only 29. It's amazing, you know. Right. How'd you do all that, Kim?
I don't know. Cryotherapy. It's the reverse aging down here in Texas. That's neat, man. It just ages you backwards.
And that's one of the things we wanted to talk about, though. And you mentioned the NIL before, too. That's one of the things we wanted to get into. But you with the sports management and obviously, you know, being a woman on the female side, you know, and just actually just with younger athletes today to try and manage and deal with these guys. You know, where do you want to start with this chat?
I'll just kind of give you a quick how this happened. You know, I was in radio, television and film for a very long time. I started out, you know, put myself through college, University of North Texas. I ran track for a couple years at Grayson County College right out of high school. And by my sophomore year, I was just tired of running track. But, you know, I used to tell, if anyone's familiar with Texas and Frisco, I used to run against the Petty sisters who, one went to the Olympics and the other, you know, they were out of Frisco. They were incredible. And I used to tell my family and friends, like, if you come and watch me, I'm just going to be starting to get the turn out of the 200, and they're already crossing the finish line. So,
Kim, sorry to interrupt you, but Billy's
in the finals, but that's okay. They pushed me to be my best. And then, I just have always been, I think my mom was laughing. Unfortunately, my mom passed away from cancer 9 years ago.
I'm so sorry.
And I had just left Mark Cuban. I was in with Cablevision. You guys are familiar with Cablevision.
AMC,
Women's Entertainment, the independent film channel, Fuse. We had Bravo before we sold it to NBC. So I was doing marketing around the country.
Oh, wow.
And I had about 21 states. So I was traveling back in the late 90s, you know, leaving Mondays, coming back on Friday. But it was really an immersion and so much fun. And I remember, you will appreciate this, I was in Kentucky, and I got my first eagle on the Lynx course there in Louisville.
Nice.
I got to play golf twice a week for a really long time. And, you know, putting is 50% of the game.
Of course.
If you can putt decently, you're doing okay. As long as you're in a scramble. But I love that job.
Sounds exciting.
To sales, and you know, selling a cable network is a lot different than selling something tangible like a product. It's intangible, and you could be calling on, you know, Lawton Cablevision out of Lawton, Oklahoma, who would tell you, hey, I'm never launching you, but yeah, I'll let you take me bass fishing, you know. So it was a different time back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And then Verizon came into the market here in Keller, Texas,
right.
And, you know, the blimp is flying over you. I'll never forget, we had Mia Hamm at this free soccer clinic for kids in Keller, and next thing you know, Verizon is doing a free pancake breakfast for the entire community. We just cannot compete with that, with the money. But,
right.
You know, you learned a lot, and you just learned to be tenacious and to never give up and to get a little creative in how you would sell. And so, but I've always been a sports person. My dad passed away a couple of years ago, was a diehard Cleveland Browns fan. In fact, when Art Modell left to Baltimore, my dad boycotted the NFL for that 11 years.
He did not watch
NFL football.
A lot of people did that.
Yeah, so we always knew if the Browns lost, which for a long time they lost, like, don't call dad Sunday night. We had to give him a day to recoup.
It was like the Colts. The Colts left Baltimore, remember, in the middle of the
night,
moving vans. You know, really.
Yeah.
That was another story,
so
too.
I was very upset. Like, we took it personally, like a lot of people in Cleveland did. But then it was exciting when they were coming back. They had the ticker tape, you know, counting for a year down to the launch and took my dad to that celebration, which was really fun. And then something you guys will appreciate, I got to throw this in at you, Hugh. I'm gonna stump you on this one because this is the best trivia that you guys will ever get.
Uh-huh.
No one gets it right ever. And I did not know until 5 years ago that my dad had this story up his sleeve. And so he was on an ESPN radio show for Cleveland, and they were saying that there was no one from Akron, Ohio, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Mm.
And my dad called in, and he goes, yes, there is. And so my dad stumped them and said, who is the first player in the history of the NFL to rush for over 200 yards in a single game? Well, I'll ask you guys that question. Who do you think?
Leroy Kelly.
No.
Oh, darn. Ernest Biner.
No.
Oh, man. Billy Taylor.
No.
Eric Nickens.
Go back a few decades.
Oh, it's a Cleveland Brown, obviously, then.
No, it's not a Cleveland Brown.
Oh, first one was, first guy to do it was the Ram guy for the Rams.
No.
Oh, man, you're killing me, Kim.
Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Cliff Battles, B-A-T-T-L-E-S.
He oh, yeah.
For the Washington.
And never, right on the tip of my tongue.
That was my next guess.
Yeah. No one guessed it. Like, he stopped playing in the 40s, 50s.
Oh.
Cliff Battles is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, my God.
The first running back in the history of the NFL to rush for 207 yards in a single game. And that was my grandfather's best friend.
Oh, that's
so Cliff
wild.
Cliff did not want to play football. My grandfather beat him on the head, was like, you're playing. Long story short, they get this letter in like 1928 saying, we're going to pay you a scholarship to play football. They're like, no way in heck. And so they hitchhiked. They left their house, hitchhiked to West Virginia Wesleyan, get there, and we're like, we're going to get killed when our parents find out what we've done. They're like, we got to find out what this is all about. The coach there is like, yeah, we want to pay for your school.
Yeah,
come
yeah.
play football
oh,
here.
Oh, wow, that's great.
So they flipped the coin. And to who was going to call their dad, because they knew they were going to get their butt beat when they got home. Grandpa lost, called my great-grandfather, and said, Dad, we've got good news and bad news. And he's like, well, you better have some real good news, because you're in big trouble when you get home. And he said, well, you don't have to pay for college, because Cliff and I are going to play football, and they're going to give us a scholarship. But the bad news is you need to give us a ride, because we can't get back home. And, so they went. They were roommates. They started practicing. Unfortunately, my grandfather shattered his ankle before the season started.
Right.
And back then, you know, you just leave. And Cliff went on and on and on. And my dad told me that I was, I think, 2 years old at the time. He had just gotten out of the Air Force, and Grandpa called him and said that Cliff had invited him to this. He goes, something called this Pro Football Hall of Fame thing in Canton. And that was exactly what Dad said he said. And so it was like a little gymnasium, a little building with like maybe 30 tables. And they called Cliff up, and Cliff would not say a word until he got my grandfather up there next to him and basically told him, man, I would not be here if it wasn't for Joey Francis. And I'll have to send you all the videos. There's pictures of my dad. He took my nephew, took me, my sister.
Wow.
And we've got pictures in front of Cliff, so it's really fun.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Amazing background. That's fantastic, you know.
Yeah.
So how did
you know, and then,
yeah, go ahead.
So just continuing on television, and then,
right.
And then I left Cablevision, went to work for Charter Communications, which is now Spectrum, for a couple of years to get the other side of it. And it's very competitive back then, particularly with, you know, high-speed internet and everything, trying to compete against all these other providers with more money. And then I was really excited. I worked with Mark Cuban when he had HDNet. We took that from HDNet to Access TV, which it is today. We rebranded Dan Rather from Dan Rather Reports to The Big Interview.
Oh, wow.
And then we had HDNet Movies and Magnolia Pictures.
Oh,
so
wow.
During that entire thread, I always was working with some cowboys on helmet awareness campaigns for brain injury.
Wow.
A lot of different relationships that I started building. And then when my mother got sick in 2014, I just left my life to go be with her. And I had just built great relationships. So I started doing consulting. And then one thing led to another, and, you know, meeting some of these players going, hey, you know, can you do my golf tournament? Can you help me with my book? Can you help me, you know, Jeff Garcia,
right.
Let's relaunch the Jeff Garcia Foundation and do a 2-day football camp.
Oh, Jeff Garcia.
So it just started immersing that way and building, you know, great friendships, great relationships. And, just when you work hard, I think the one thing I'll say to listeners is that, you know, it sounds glamorous on the outside, but people – you've got to work hard, and I think same thing, like when you went to that celebrity, you know, golf tournament, it's a great time for people that show up, they register, and they're golfing, but behind the scenes, it's a lot of work, and you got to have the tenacity, you know, to work long hours, and I think it always, like I said, always looks good on social media,
right.
But behind the scenes, you know, you got to work hard. And a lot of these athletes get screwed over by people. You know, they're not being authentic with some of them. They're not being genuine. They just want a piece of them because of who they are. And I think for me, the one thing I'm proud of is that I really build solid relationships with them and treat them like family and treat them like the way I would want myself to be treated. And when you do that, you know, you have friends for life. So that's
right.
What's been really rewarding for me is to, you know, hey, when Randy White gives you a call just to say, hey, haven't seen you in a while, let's go to lunch, it makes
right.
you feel good.
In my former life, I was a director of events for a major auto dealership group here in New York and New Jersey. And we put on all kinds of events, mostly golf outings, win the hole in one car. You know, we were all high-end customers, clients. And, you know, and everyone saw the fun part that you're standing on a golf. You know, we were all high-end customers, clients. And, you know, and everyone saw the fun part that you're standing on a golf course, you know, next
right.
to a Maserati or a Mercedes or something. But, you know, to put that together and those events together is a lot of work. And there's never
a
enough,
lot of work.
And
yeah.
never
well,
enough staff.
Night,
right.
Especially the week of the tournament, you're usually not getting much sleep. But it's rewarding. You know, it is fun. We just did shout out to Leonard's Sports Management, Ray Leonard Jeter. We just pulled off. In less than 3 months, we did a celebrity golf tournament in Rockville, Maryland with Johnny Damon, Brian Mitchell, Mike Devereaux, Sugar Shane Mosley, who, by the way, follow him on Instagram because he has an exhibition fight next weekend on the 23rd in Nigeria, which
oh,
is
really?
Amazing.
Oh, wow,
and,
nice.
And, you know, he's smart enough to do exhibitions. It's not like he's going
right,
to
right.
count it as a fight. But we had a great time. I love Rockville, Maryland. Marquise Evans. Who does the Mayor's Championship up there, you know, didn't know him before. So, like, you know, we're friends for life now. And we worked really hard. We had a great time. And let me say something that was fun. Sugar Ray Leonard's boxing shorts, Ray brought a pair of those shorts and auctioned them off. And we got almost $4,000 for them. So,
ain't that correct?
Fun live auction moment.
Kim, we have to, we're halfway here. We have to take a break. Would you mind holding on for a moment? We'll be right
Absolutely.
Back. Okay, great, guys. We're having a great time with
yeah,
Kim Francis
absolutely.
Here. Okay, we got some commercials, and we'll be right back.
We've all been here, but what, little girl? Is that enough?
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from growth. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin. It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
Welcome to Coffee Sports Collectibles, your ultimate destination for sports memorabilia. Hugh Coffee, the owner of Coffee Sports Collectibles, is a huge sports fan and sponsor of the JT and the BT Express Show on Fox Sports New Jersey. From signed baseballs and bats, to basketballs, to football helmets, to Funkos, to iconic photos, and much more, they have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Plus, they buy from private collections, too. Whether you're adding to your collection or looking to sell, they've got you covered. Coffee Sports Collectibles also does sports and celebrity signings, too. So be sure to check out their website to see what they have going on at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. Visit Coffee Sports Collectibles, where every item tells a story. Call or visit them online at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. That's COFFEY SportsCollectibles.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
Okay, folks, and we are back. It's the JT and the BT Express Show, all things sports, sponsored by Coffee Sports Collectibles. With Billy Taylor, myself, Jim Totten, and you, Coffee. You, what's going on your end with Coffee Sports Collectibles?
Just real quick, Jim, we have a signing, Ben Rice of the New York Yankees, December 8th.
Oh.
In Toms River, New Jersey.
Oh, great.
The Ocean County Mall. Ben Rice, December 8th, from 1 to 3 to Sunday, December 8th. Come out. I'll talk more about this on Coffee's Corner and give you all the information.
A little later in the show.
But
okay, great.
Ben Rice, December 8th.
Oh, that's great. An up-and-coming star Yankee. since we're going to lose Juan Soto.
What a better replacement for Juan Soto.
There you go. Get the new guy. But
okay.
We'll get to Coffee's Corner, our spot with you, a little later on. But we're still back with Kim Francis. Hi, Kim. 1911 Consulting. A wonderful,
hi, guys.
A wonderful guest. You're fantastic.
It's so much fun. I'm just, James and I have, how much, I don't know, I think a year.
I know.
Trying to coordinate. And I don't always check that IM as much. And then I feel like 2 days later, I'm like, oh, man.
Well, we're always we're last-minute Harrys, too. We're kind of like, okay, the guest canceled. What about Kim? Maybe we can get Kim. But it's also midnight on Saturday. It's a little...
Right, exactly.
Yeah. But whatever. It worked out for the best. But
yes.
Let's jump ahead, though, because one of the things we, you know, we're talking about that we thought would be fascinating is the fact that, you know, you do the market representation for some of these athletes and others. Being a woman too, and these guys are now the young guys, and we were just curious to what is that like these days, trying to take care of these guys, and what part of role do you play in shaping their careers?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'll give you an example. So I used to do the last couple of years, I was doing PR and marketing for the All American Bowl, the U.S. Army Bowl.
Oh.
And worked with Josh Booty and Coach Noel Mazzoni, who are my favorite people. And, you know, listen, I see these kids, and there's so much coming at them. They're, you know, seniors in high school. There's so much coming at them. I think, again, I look at people organically. I look at them as people. I don't look at them as a commodity. And I see agents, and I see some NIL, quote, company representatives that, you know, they're salivating to try to get some of these guys. And I've just never gone at anything because of the money. I'm proud to say that I have three NIL kids right now.
Right.
And I haven't taken $1.
Oh.
I've had them take the money. Because at the end of the day, I want them to be successful. I want them to get a taste of what this is like. And, you know, NIL is a blessing and a curse as well. I mean, we talk about that a lot, and it's really blurred the lines between the college and professional sports. And, you know, a lot going on with the NCAA. You know, now schools are allowed through the NCAA to help them find agreements, and they have, you know, their own university collectives, which is good if they do it the right way.
Right, right.
They also are doing post-eligibility insurance for them. And I think, you know, the crazy part is you've seen through the transfer portal, there are people staying an extra 2 years in college because they're making more money.
Hello, Bo Nix.
In college through NIL than they are moving on to the NFL. So,
yeah, really, right. Really.
Billy, absolutely.
Billy had some thoughts on that. Billy, you're an NIL person. We've talked about it. What are you feeling? What are your feelings on it?
Well, see, my problem, and Kim, I'm really excited to talk to you. I'm really excited, but the thing that makes me mad is the NCAA is kind of hurting things because, you know, I don't know if I was mature enough at 17 or 18 to handle that kind of money. I know when I got older,
right,
I started being a professional athlete, I can handle it. But I think this could hurt the league, and then you let these people transfer from year to year, and they're doing it because the coaches did it previously. So what's your thought process on how to make it better, and will it continue, and will it hurt the league?
I mean, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, I feel like, you know, give you an example. I did a presentation. You guys may know Steve Calhoun, Armed and Dangerous, quarterback, one of the best quarterback coaches in the country. He works with Jordan Love and the Mannings and Russell Wilson, and I'm just blessed to call him a friend as well. And
great.
He asked me last January to come in and speak to 40 of these kids from around the country on NIL. And a lot of them, there weren't any seniors. Some were freshmen, some were sophomores and juniors. And I listened, I just told them, I was like, not everyone is a Shador Sanders. Like, so
yeah,
to me,
right.
Billy, I feel like it's creating disparity in the locker room as well. You know, when you're sitting there and you got a kid that is getting $100,000 or $1 million and driving his Ferrari up to practice, you got another kid that doesn't have famous parents or doesn't have maybe that athletic ability, but he still has talent.
Right.
So it's
a great
point. I'm not a fan of it, and I know I'll probably get egged for that because I missed the days when you just played the ball and you weren't getting that money. Because I feel like when you're getting a college education at TCU, for example, and you're getting that for free, I mean, you're getting $150,000 education. I just, it's just wild to me. And I feel like it is hurting us from the, that's why Saban pretty much said, that's why he retired. He was sick of it.
Yeah.
It was just changing the game. So I think the old school people like us, we see what it was like before. We see what it's like now. People are fighting all over the country because of it. I think it's ruining it.
Kim, they
keep good players either. You know, they keep switching. And listen, Josh Booty will be the first to tell you, you better be careful when you get in the portal, because just because you think you're that great doesn't mean that when you go in that portal that you're going to get picked up again.
Right. But Kim, go back a couple of years, right, when this whole NIL thing took off, you know, happened. I don't think anybody, and guys, you can all jump in on this, anybody thought it was going to become this, right?
No,
this multi-million dollar. It was a little bit of, you know, each, you know, certain players were going to make some money off of it and, you know, cover some costs. And right. Shea Sanders is driving a Rolls Royce. And that's such a good point, Kim, that he's pulling up to practice in a Rolls Royce.
Right.
And the other kid can't, you know, doesn't have enough for a lunch in the next week.
Right.
You know, whatever. Yep. But, you know, right. Well, but then nobody expected this.
These colleges are competing now.
So yeah, right.
Who has the best collective? Who can get the former NFL alumni guy to come run the collective to raise millions of dollars among the alumni to give it to the players? It is a very, very intricate business now. And I think, but let me just break it right down what I told these kids. Here's the deal. People are like, how do I get an NIL deal? I said, guys, you're not everybody's Fedor Sanders are ever going to be that person, but you have the ability to be an icon, to be a mentor in your own community. I think one of the best things that I saw last year, and the player's going to pass my brain right now, he took his NIL money and he donated it to an organization that helped kids with cancer.
Oh, wow.
He kept, I think, $500 of it.
Oh, wow.
You want to talk about a good kid.
Right.
You know, that's rare. But I just tell him, listen, how do I prepare? I said, you got to break it down and don't forget to set up your LLC. Because if you make $401, you owe taxes on that.
Right.
So don't forget, Uncle Sam is going to be in that mix.
Right.
You spend all that money, he's going to come calling during tax time.
Yeah.
You know, really educating the parents, educating the kids, and being smart about it. And let's face it, and Billy, you know this, you know, these guys are going in the NFL and getting $20 million for the first year. They're not, you know, 21 years old. They don't know how to manage money.
Not a clue.
And so really what I wish they would do in the NFL, and they used to have this, but they did away with it, they would be prudent to have a mentor program where you take former players to come on board and assign mentors to these kids.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, my heart breaks every time I think about the Raider, the guy that, you know, left in the Corvette from Topgolf, drank 20 drinks, should have never been driving,
with
the girl standing still, and he's doing 10 years in prison.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, we just have to be smart about it, and it's just mentoring, educating them. Now, some kids can't be mentored.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. There's a couple guys. Listen, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink.
All right.
And so you have to be able to know when to say, listen, if you're not willing to be smart about this, I love you, I wish you the best, but we need to part ways. Because some people just are not going to do it. And I think the last thing I'll say about this, you got some parents too, like anything else, that are living vicariously through their child and wanting to be the star and pushing their kids at an age way too fast, and getting them into college when they're 18. They haven't even, you know, just finished high school. It's a lot. And sometimes it's a recipe for disaster.
Absolutely.
You have got to surround yourself with people that aren't just considering you a commodity and thinking about what they can make off of you. And in this business, entertainment, music, sports, you know, there's a lot of sharks in the water. You have to be judicious about
Absolutely.
Who you partner with and who you counsel with, I think.
And that's a good, now, and this leads to the other part of what we wanted to talk to you about is the fact that, and here you are as the female. Okay, so Yeah. You have that. Obviously, there's no doubt there's going to be bias over the years, or men are going to be whatever they are. But you know where I'm going with this. Like, how is that? How has that been for you in the type of things that you have done in your wonderful, successful career? You had to overcome a lot.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, I think the thing that my mother, God bless my mother, my mom was a warrior, and she worked for the Grayson County Attorney's Office for 28 years, putting bad guys away. So, she used to tell me, you're book smart, you're not street smart. I think the older I get, I've had to become more street smart.
I think
the key is, yes, but listen, this is, to me, the last couple years, it really hasn't, I do see it where it's like, perception of women to be more clerical, to be, manage the books, or to do things like that. But
right.
At the end of the day, it's really about tenacity. And I just go back to the golden rule. Treat people the way you want to be treated.
Right.
Acknowledge their family. Acknowledge their kids. They're human beings. When they have a bad day, treat it.
Right.
Acknowledge their family. Acknowledge their kids. They're human beings. When they have a bad day, are you the one calling them saying, hey, how are you doing today? Because mental health is, we know how hard that is in this country for all of us. And, just being real. I think that even the players and their families are becoming more discerning about who really gives a crap about them versus who's there to make some money. So I just tell people if they're interested in this, Lee Steinberg does an incredible NIL and agent academy twice a year.
Wow.
I would encourage people to go a couple $100 for a couple classes he does online. And then I think it's like $1,200. You go in there for 3 days and get to learn from one of the best.
Right.
There's so many opportunities now with NILs creating, revenue opportunities for jobs and so many different things you can do. You have to follow through. You have to do what you say you're going to do. You have to treat people the way you want to be treated. And when you do that collectively, I don't go after a lot of athletes. I'll just be honest. I've never actively hunted for anybody. It's been through attrition. Hey, can you talk to my son? He's got a friend. And I think, I'm honored by that because that gives me validation that, I'm treating them like humans and not looking at them as tokens to increase my bank account. I'm a rare bird in that. Like I said, I haven't made $1 yet in NIL. I want those kids to make the money, particularly the first year. Now, if I bring in a $200,000 deal, sure, yes, we're going to have a percentage in there. Yeah, yeah. But I want them to feel empowered first. And if I can be a mentor to them, that's more important to me for my legacy than trying to get in there and make money off of them.
What, Kim, how do you feel about the different leagues dealing with, the different leagues, dealing with NFL people as opposed to MLB people, to NBA? Do you find there's a little bit of a difference in each organization? I'm just kind of curious about that.
I do. Listen, the NFL, as Billy knows, I'll give you an example. It's frustrating to players that when you retire, you have to get permission or pay to use a clip from the NFL. And maybe you do all of them. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just fascinating when you see the different leagues post play. How they're treated. I think they're all unique. To me, the MLB is the most conservative run in terms of,
really?
Super strict. The NFL, I feels like is great. In the NBA, a little more, quote, fun. Yeah. The NHL, also very conservative, very, very different. But, I really haven't come across anything where I would just feel like I'd rather work one or the other. It just seems that I just fall more into the NFL bucket because of friends. I do want to give a couple shout outs to a few people. Byron Williams is president of the NFL PA, Dallas Fort Worth, and he's also on the national board. And then Scooter Magruder, played for the Patriots and the 49ers, dear friends of mine. And two, and like Billy, just incredible ambassadors, Dave Desiree out in Orange County. Some of these guys are just so stand up guys and solid. And they're truly in their after career giving back to veterans, giving back to homeless, and really helping mentor these kids. So I think, you know, shout out to everybody that leaves the league and really wants to continue, you know, Reggie Rusk and I'm sure Billy and David Tyree and the stuff that they're doing to continue to inspire has been really heartwarming to see that.
Right. Billy, you want to comment on that? I think we might have had an issue with Billy there. But no, David Tyree's a great story, too, obviously. The Catch was known for.
David Tyree's a great person.
Yeah,
and I think that's what Kim was talking about.
Right. Because,
anytime you meet, and I saw David within the last couple weeks, he's a super guy.
Right.
And the only good, they have a lot of great people in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think one or two people say something and then they kind of label, but I just think the NFL has done a good job. My only worry is about the college student. That's it, because I think that they may get hurt themselves by doing what they're doing, and I just hope somebody grasps the ice, fault the NCAA for not doing their part, because they let coaches leave early and then pay them more money, and then when the players try to do it, then people get mad.
Yeah, and then it creates this, again, that infighting. It creates this, it's like, I feel like the game is suffering because of it, quite honestly.
Right. Okay, Kim, we could go on for another hour with you. You are amazing. This is going to be part one. We would love to have you come back, but we do have to get to a couple other things. Would you mind coming back one other time?
I would love to. And last thing, I want to give a shout out, Antoine Saney, who is running one of the most incredible girls flag football leagues in the country called West Express.
Oh.
Check out his Nike camp in South Florida December 14th.
Kim.
And then tryouts in St. Louis next weekend.
Kim.
Great guys. Follow them on Instagram.
Kim, hold on. We have a surprise for you. Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing? This is Antoine. How are you?
Antoine. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
I think you just blew Kim away. That's
great. Wow. I was just talking about you. Holy cow.
Awesome, man.
I'm so glad you called in.
I mean, living another girl's spirit. I mean, taking the girls to, the next level where, the sport has been dominated by the male figure for so many years.
Right,
man.
Right.
And I mean, just the belief, just the belief here to let you know, that the world is changing. And if these young ladies, from the ages of, 8 years old all the way up, man, if they continue to believe, they can do anything as long as they put their mind to it. So
I
want to thank you guys and Kim for the amazing, opportunity. But it's huge. It's huge, man. And I can't explain the direction that the girls' football is going in right now.
Right, right.
They're taking over.
I love it. That's great. Antoine, unfortunately, we are short on time, though, but so glad you called in, blew Kim away. That was awesome. Thank you.
And also,
thank you guys.
Camp info so you can post. And we'll get, Antoine, you should get on soon to talk about Girls Flag for sure. But thank you guys so much.
Kim,
it was so much fun.
You were wonderful.
To part two.
Yes.
We could talk for probably 10 hours.
I know.
Thank you, Kim.
We had such a good time. Really, Kim, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. That's great. Okay. Good job, guys. Kim Francis, we knew she'd be awesome. But we do have to get to, because it is that time of the day. Man, do we need a coffee break. It's time for You Coffee and the Coffee Break. What's going on, you?
Thank you, Jim. I'm over here now. Coffee's Corner this week is sponsored by Imagine Graphics. They print signs and apparel, shirts, hats, banners,
beautiful.
much more.
Beautiful.
They'll help you out with your designs as well. They made a ton of merchandise for me. The T-shirt I'm wearing now, my banner, T-shirt, sweatshirts, hats, beer koozies, just you name it, they'll make it for you. So check them out. They are located in Bayville, New Jersey, 500 Land City Boulevard, which also known as Route 9. And follow them on Facebook, Imagine Graphics. Great company.
Oh, that's great. Okay, fantastic. Welcome, guys. Nice to have you on the show.
And over here at Coffee Sports Collectibles, We're starting our Black Friday sale early. 20% off our entire site until Black Friday. Just type in the promo code EXPRESS for 20% off our whole site. We still have the auctions going every Monday through Friday at Facebook, Coffee Sports Collectibles. Could be any player from any sport. Follow us on on all social media, same name, Coffee Sports Collectibles. And as I said earlier, we have a signing with Ben Rice.
Oh, great.
Of the New York Yankees. He has a record, right? He had three home runs, first Yankee, three home runs in one game.
So and that's at the Ocean County Mall, I'm seeing?
Yeah,
he'll
be at the Ocean County Mall at Santos Sports Store on December 8th, Sunday, December 8th, from 1 to 3. So come out, meet Ben Rice, get an autograph and a picture.
Right, I'm there. I'm in.
Yeah, buddy. To get tickets, just go to santosportsnewjersey.com. We have VIP package available, which is a meet and greet in a back room with signed bat with inscription and the authentication. And anyone who buys a ticket today at santosportsnewjersey.com will get a free 8x10 photo. You got to pay for the signature, but we'll give you the photo.
Oh, there you go. Not a bad deal.
But you have to go today, santosportsnewjersey.com. And the signing is December 8th, 1 to 3, Sunday, at the Ocean County Mall, Santos Sports, Ben Rice of the New York Yankees.
All right, there you go.
Hey, grind my gears. You're going to like this one,
man. All right, here we go. What do we got today, you?
Well, how's about to do with the fight on Friday? Number one, Serrano, that girl got robbed.
Oh, the female fight was unbelievable.
But that fight was amazing. They were throwing haymakers left and
right.
Oh,
you think she got robbed? You did? I wasn't sure, really.
And I'm Irish. The Irish girl should not have won. She was a headbutter. I mean,
I got to go for the Irish girl, sir.
Well, I hear you. Usually do, but
she was the champ, though, so
she lost. Yeah. She shouldn't be the champ anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm also happy that the buffering of Netflix, you know, because the streaming service want to shove it down our throats.
Disaster.
They want to throw it down our throats. Well, you know what? A little calmer for you guys.
It was unbelievable. I mean, really. The thing is freezing up the screen. You know, it was like, please.
They got a long way to go to do live sports. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And that's what they're trying to get into, too. You know?
Oh, 100%.
But it was like, you know, Kim mentioned it as well before. It was quite an event, though. It was just wild, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That really was. It was an event. You know what I mean?
Right. You know. Okay, we've got about 2 minutes left. NFL action. Billy, you. Two big games today. Ravens Steelers at 1, Chiefs Bills at 4. What do you guys think?
I think it should be interesting, and this is the point of the NFL season where every week is coming down the stretch. I think the Chiefs Bills game is going to be a preview of the AFC Championship if Baltimore doesn't win. I kind of pick the Ravens to get to the AFC Championship. Ravens Steelers is going to be a really big game.
Yeah.
If Steelers win, that puts the Steelers kind of in contention for doing something.
Right.
But I think the Ravens are the team to beat.
Yeah, you?
Yeah, no, they're going to be two really good games. I like the Steelers in that game. And
it's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'll take the Steelers in that game. And actually, I got the Bills.
And at Buffalo.
Beating the Chiefs today.
Yeah, interesting.
Good
games,
though.
The Chiefs barely won last Sunday, so they're 10-0. You know, and Buffalo has got this thing with the Chiefs. They can't beat them. Right, for four or five years now.
Today?
I know. I love the fact that one's at 1 o'clock and the other one's at
great.
4 o'clock. Because, you know.
They got it right.
And thank goodness here, because in this studio, we've got Cowboy and Giant fans. So we're all building up towards that Thanksgiving game. Where it used to be the key 4 o'clock game, right? You'd have your Tom Turkey around that game.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I want to eat at 4:30. Right.
Turn the game off.
It's really going to be the turkey bowl.
Oh, that's right. Jack Meyer, our program director, jumps in. Mr. Cowboy over there, along with you.
Yeah.
That's a good one. It's going to be the turkey bowl. I love it. But, no, that's great, though. So those should be good games today. Don't know anything else, really. Oh, real quick, I wanted to bring up the Hot Stove League, okay? Folks, especially here in New York and New Jersey, I'm already burnt out on the Juan Soto updates, please.
Yeah, he can go.
What did Juan have for breakfast? Who's he seeing? You know, what's he driving? Please. You know, guys, what do you think? Anything? You?
Go ahead, Billy.
I'm a fan of Soto. I think he's fooling himself. But I think that...
it's the press.
You know, he I don't think whatever he gets, you know, because, see, I like, you know, he getting money over time. Like, they give, you know, money paid over time. But he's going to want all the money up front. And so I think it's going to hurt either team that he goes to. A lot of people think he's going to the Mets. But I would think if he had a great experience with one of the classiest organizations in baseball, which is the Yankees, I would stay there.
I know.
I just think the money he wants, and the Yankees could spend the money elsewhere on other positions, like especially pitching.
Well, they could spread it out more.
Well, yeah.
That's a good point.
You sign Soto, you're probably not signing much more after that.
But that's baseball now. It's year-round.
Exactly.
All we hear, headlines. But, okay, guys, a great show. Kim Francis, 1911 Consulting, was fantastic, right? Billy,
absolutely.
Thank you. You Coffee, thank you. And Coffee Collectibles. We got card signings coming up, autograph signings. Very exciting.
Absolutely. Thank
you,
guys.
And we're right in the heart of football season, baby. So everyone enjoy their Sunday, and we'll get into the holiday stuff when we catch up next.
WJRZ HD3 Metal.